This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Herman de frente, lanza, swing, roletazo duro, Daron se la tiene, Daron se la primera, perfección, Domingo Germán, San Pedro de Macorís, República Dominicana, el cero en el uniforme, y ese es el total que se le pasaron, cero, cero, perfección, perfecto, Domingo perfecto.
I understood perfecto. That means perfect.
Yeah, I heard the names too. Donaldson, Herman. Yeah. You know what else I know? That's our guy. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. We see you on hold. We'll get to everyone's phone call here on the Phillies, on James Harden as the opt-out is looming here, the decision for Harden. But last night we had some history in baseball. Perfect game last night. The first one since 2012. It's been a long time since we had a perfect game. There was a run for like 3 or 4 years. We had a bunch of them, including Roy Halladay. But the first one in about a decade, that was Ricky Ricardo on the call, the Yankees Spanish broadcast, of course, with us at WIP and the Eagles Spanish broadcast. Hugh, I got to say, though, I'm not really sure that counts a perfect game last night.
What do you mean?
He did it against the A's.
Don't matter.
Are
the A's a professional baseball team?
Barely.
Okay, they're leaving. I understand they're about to
leave.
But they're a professional baseball team.
Well, they get paid to play. I don't know if that means they're professional.
I think it's because of the pitcher is not a household name.
Yeah, that's Domingo Germán.
Yeah, you're having a problem with that, but it counts. It counts. It goes down in history books.
I mean, I'm half kidding. I mean, they have four guys in their lineup hitting 201 or worse. It's a terrible baseball team. Obviously, congratulations to the guy who did it. But I'm actually a little bit salty. You guys know in our fantasy baseball league, I went up against Domingo Germán last night.
That's why you saw it.
The team that I'm playing, Tucker's team, had him. So, I had to deal with that last night. But, yeah, that's a good call there by Ricky Ricardo. Yeah, it was a good call.
Wait a minute. Ricky Ricardo for real? Is that what
that's
name?
That's Ricky, yeah. It's our guy Rick. He does Yankees, Spanish, and the Eagles. Spanish.
No, you know, when I this is probably too young.
No, you're thinking about this. I Love Lucy.
Yeah, the Babalu.
Yeah. Same name.
Yeah, Ricky Ricardo.
Yeah, it's just a different guy, but the same name. Yeah, that's our guy, Rick, who's Ricky Ricardo has a lot of those calls that go viral. He has, when there's a big
Shout
moment.
Out to Ricky.
We don't happen to have the Chicago Bears, the double doink.
No, senor.
Oh, man.
It's got to be in here somewhere. I'll pull it up.
Hugh, a couple years ago, I remember that now, when the Eagles won the playoff game against the Bears, the double doink game, but the Bears missed the field goal
the
at the end.
Ricky's
call, here it is. Here's Ricky's call. It is one of my favorite sports moments in just radio calls I've ever heard. Here it was.
La temporada está en el pie de Cody Parkey. 43 yardas. El snap. Le mete el pie. Distancia, dirección. Le dio el poste. No, falló.
Oh.
No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. Los Eagles se van con la victoria. ¡Ay, papá! No, señor. No, señor. Chicago, Chicago. Nos vamos para New Orleans. Philadelphia gana el partido. Le dio el poste. Le dio el poste. Y falló. Parky falló. Los Eagles ganan el juego. ¡Ay, papá!
Do you know what I remember about that Cody Parkey game? Is the Bears fan leaving the stadium that did, I guess it was the TikTok that went viral.
Yeah.
Oh, and he called Cody Parkey everything but a child of God.
He did.
He called him everything.
That was not even a long kick either.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, they should have won that game, and they didn't.
He was mad at Cody Parkey. You know what the unfortunate thing with Cody Parkey was? in that situation. The threats and stuff that his family got after that game, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, it was bad. Also, bad missed kick and upset the Eagles to the division round. Uh-oh. Before we go any further, you know what that is.
It's Impromptu Al.
Hey!
There he is. Al Morgani popping on Impromptu. What's up, Al?
What's happening, guys? I can't get enough of that Ricky call.
It's so good.
It was so perfect after the, Kawhi Leonard goes one way and then the ball doinks the other way. It's just the difference in sports. Just bounce one way or the other.
Yeah, it is. Al, I'm glad you called in today because we definitely want to hit on and ask you about what the Flyers did last night and what they're doing right now. But I just, because, we just were talking about it and Hugh gave his version of the story. Hugh, I mean, Al, what's your memory of all those years ago, obviously with Angelo in the morning show, with all that drama, not just with Hugh and T.O., but just the T.O. thing that went on and on and on during that time?
It was great for radio. It's why Philadelphia market's so good. I mean, just everything that went on with T.O. I mean, in addition to just being a terrific player on the field, he just provided that craziness that makes Philadelphia a unique market. You know, the sit-ups in the driveway, all that, the fight with Hugh, all of that just made it like it's what makes Philadelphia just a crazy, crazy market. And it's like, people say, how could you do radio for 30 years or whatever? Well, it's simple. Every day you get up and there's a bigger jackass. it's like if you do something really bad, I just tell people, don't worry about it. In 3 days, somebody will do something dumber.
Yeah, basically.
Well, Al, especially with the news cycle these days, everyone's upset at one thing, and then 3 days later they're upset, and they forgot what they were upset about 3 days ago.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you get bored with it. It's like crazy. Like, yesterday, I'm doing whatever, and Twitter's blowing up. I don't know what you did, Hugh, but it was like, you're on my timeline.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Al. We're gonna get to that a little bit later, but here's the thing, Al. Like, people don't comprehend just like basic. They don't have basic reading skills. I mean, it was one of those things where I can't say it any plainer than the way that I said it. But people just went bananas when I said that I would take in a one game winning situation. I would take Michael Vick over Nick Foles. I didn't say which game, Al. I didn't say Super Bowl. The question was presented to me, one game. Who would I take at quarterback? And I took Vic.
I would take Vic.
And that's
too.
All I said. But
you're crazy too, Al. It's Nick Foles. You're both nuts.
For that, you can't pick that game. I mean, you just can't, that particular game. But if you told me throughout most of their careers – I'm sorry. I'm with you on this one.
Well, no, listen. I do think – I mean, obviously, Vic was more talented, right? There's no question. He was the number one pick in the draft. He's one of the most skilled – but did Vic ever play – I mean, he had games here and there, but did he ever play at a super level for – like, Nick Foles had 7 touchdowns in a game. That was in the Super Bowl. 7 touchdowns.
Nick Foles had a phenomenal run. But I'm going to tell you, as an ex-player – The person that I would love to have back there at quarterback
is Nick Foles.
It's Nick Foles.
You could have taken him down easily.
He ain't going nowhere.
No. I understand that.
Like, and this is the thing, Al, that when people – because it became, no sports, you don't know this or that. But you know what I do know? I do know what it feels like to be on the field with Michael Vick live and in action. And I know what it feels like to be on the field with a quarterback like Nick Foles.
It's different. Yeah.
It's totally different. Yeah. Michael Vick is a threat to score at any damn time during that game. And so if you're asking me, I'm not talking – and I wasn't talking about the Super Bowl. I would never disrespect Nick Foles and take away what he did for this city. I was asked in a one-game winning situation, who would I take? And to this day, I will still take Michael Vick over Nick Foles.
Well, I can understand it. I wouldn't take any guy on the U.S. Olympic team from 1980 – to win any game, but in that particular game, there was nobody better in the world.
Yeah, well, and moments like that happens with teams, with players, it does happen. All right, you brought up hockey, Al, so we got to ask you. So last night, the Flyers were able to get a player that, from what I understand, Al, and you could shed some light on it, is probably way better in terms of just ranking the prospects than where he went, where the Flyers got him. Al, tell us about the first round pick and give us your thoughts on what they did last night and what it all kind of means here.
Well, I mean, the one caveat is obvious. You've got the whole Russian angle, which is the only reason he was there. And I find this a really interesting pick because the Flyers worked so hard to get to know the player even a little bit before the draft, to have interviewed him twice. Nobody could get to this guy, to try to kind of peer into the soul a little bit to see about chances of him coming over, how much he really wanted it. It's very difficult. You know, you're dealing with a kid anyway, then you're dealing with a Russian kid, and you don't really know what, you know, if you're going to draft somebody that high, you really want to kind of know what makes them tick.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as much as anything, Joe and Hugh, it was the ability to buy into him as a person, to be willing to take this risk. I mean, let's face it, none of us have really seen him more than one or a couple of times in, you know, world competitions. But you trust the numbers to, you know, break all of Ovechkin's records. That's pretty darn good, to be able to do that. To have a skill level that's remarkable. To have the Flyers go for a game breaker like that. And the risk you run is you just don't know with the Russians what's going to happen in 2-3 years. I would bet, for me, I think I would bet on him coming over sooner rather than later. You just don't know what ground rules that are going to be. But I think that they were definitely sold on the fact that this guy really wants to be here, which is nice, you know, with the Flyers not having won in so long. And I think people still forget the Flyers brand throughout the world, especially the Russia, where, you know, the thing with the, you know, the Flyers have a history, so to speak, is still pretty, looms pretty large. So I was thrilled with it. I never thought that was going to be able to happen. I thought the Capitals were going to somehow jump up, that Ovechkin was going to talk him into trying to get this kid before the Flyers had a shot. But they did their homework again. Give Danny Briere credit for talking to this guy a couple of times.
So Al, like, how, I know that the Flyers are trying to get younger and get draft picks and everything. How long do you think this process is going to take for the Flyers to be somewhat competitive?
Somewhat. In hockey, you're somewhat anyway, because you're only the goal away or whatever. You can if you outwork a team in a game, you'll probably win your share. But to have a chance, a playoff chance, I think you're 2 years away. I don't think this year. But I think what bothers me a little bit now is there are people trying to spin this thing that the Flyers are doing this hinky thing. That I don't find that at all. The Flyers didn't tank to get this. Somehow it's being spun now, like, what's the difference between what the Flyers are doing and that thing that Hinkie tried to pull off? Well, the difference is this isn't an engineered disgrace. it's not that way. They're going to, every night, you know, they're going to go out and try to win games. And you'll say, well, the Sixers didn't have the talent. Yeah, but they didn't have demands from their coaching staff, from their management, to try to go out and march into every game. The Flyers got this pick, and they didn't tank a game last year. They just weren't that good. But there wasn't this billboard like, you know, let's lose for so and so, and they got him. So I find that a little bit disturbing to me. Yeah, there's no doubt they're in a rebuild, and I guess you could argue the semantics of it. But I don't think that they have, like the Sixers, thrown up a big billboard that says, you know, no contend, whatever that word is that you use in boxing.
Plus, Al, with Tortorella here, it's just hard for me to imagine, like, when next year starts. Obviously, none of us think they're going to be that good, but, like, I can't imagine it will be like when Brett Brown first got here and he said he had gypsies. Like, Tortorella they'll try to win as many as they can next season, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, and Tortorella, I mean, this is a wild, it's a very interesting kind of dynamic that's gone on. You're playing for a coach that, like, how many front offices would put up with a Tortorella? Basically, they could get nothing for Kevin Hayes because he wasn't going to play for Tortorella. That's, you know, or Tony D'Angelo. I mean, it's like, okay, they can't make, you know, they can't make amends or whatever. So, okay, the coach is like, I'm not going to play him, basically, is what it amounts to. But because they're going through this, I think Danny Briere is trying to walk both sides of this line. Yes, we're going to rebuild, but in the meantime, I'm not going to let a culture into my room or whatever that, you know, it's just going to be whatever, you know, just go out and skate. No, it's not going to be the case. The coach has a lot of gravity here. Eventually, it'll blow up, you know, when you get further into this whole thing, I think. But at this point, They need that in their locker room to, with these kids. It's like, whoever's going to be a part of this, we are not putting out a sign out front, you know, well, we're here to lose. That's not the case. They're here to rebuild. There's a difference.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It is a difference, and it's going to be interesting to watch. Al, we appreciate you hopping on. We're going to go back to yelling about Nick Foles and Michael Vick now, right?
All right, have a good one, guys.
All right, there he goes. Impromptu Al there, giving us his thoughts. So it's interesting. He doesn't see the similar. Like, a lot of people made that. Even Sam Hinkie chimed in yesterday, and he kind of gave a nod to the Flyers.
Well, because it was the whole, I think, the process thing,
yeah,
is that's what got people going. I hear what Al's saying,
because Danny Breer used the word the word,
yeah,
because
it's one of those things. Right now we're kind of scarred by that right now, because that's immediately what Philly fans think. They're thinking, oh, here we go again,
and the last one really didn't work, so no
yeah.
one wants to hear
yeah.
it again.
Nobody tried to hear that, man.
I think I understand Al's point, and they'll probably try to win games next year, not lose on purpose, but there are some similarities when you take a player that might not play for it. I mean, the Sixers took Joel Embiid. He was hurt. Like,
well, yeah.
There's some similarities to that.
The word for it is rebuilding. I mean, they're a rebuilding team. Like, you have to tear down before you build back up. And, you know, building up is developing players. That kind of stuff takes a while. But I agree with Al's point. Like, they're not doing the process simply because they didn't do it intentionally. Like, they didn't suck on purpose. They just sucked. Like, they actually tried to put a competitive roster out there last season. I mean, my God, did they fail. But they had signed, like, older players and with the intention of going out and trying to compete in the playoffs. And, I mean, they failed miserably in doing that. But it wasn't for lack of trying. Like, they just – the difference between this and the process is intent.
Yeah, and that's really what really matters, because the process was full intent. 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phone lines here, and we'll have an update for you in just a couple minutes on Harden's thinking. The latest from Woj here is the opt-out deadline is approaching in a few hours. John is in Mount Laurel. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing? What's going on, John?
Hey, John.
What's going on? How you doing?
you know, excuse me.